For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. Today's U.S. Supreme Court ruling upholding higher education affirmative action programs is being applauded by a Western Kentucky University legal scholar. History professor Patty Menner teaches courses on constitutional law and believes a diverse campus leads to a better learning environment for everyone. She spoke to us shortly after the announcement of the Supreme Court's 4-3 decision.
Well, it's a big ruling, not only for higher education, but for the nation as a whole, as we struggle to create real equity as opposed to equality of opportunity. Those are two very different. Those are two very different things. But for higher education, it's a huge day because higher education tries, particularly in selective universities, elite universities, to level the playing field, not just by race or ethnicity, but also by social class as well.
Based on your own experience as a university professor, what tangible benefits do you think having a diverse classroom has on a learning environment at an American university?
Depending on the nature of a university, whether it is a more open admissions university or a more selective university, there are different identities that you want to make sure that you have at the table. Affirmative action is one way to get those identities at the table. What I have found here teaching at Western Kentucky University for over 20 years is that in my field, which is American legal history, I also teach courses on history of human rights, history of the civil rights movement in America, you can have much better conversations when you have many voices at the table that have a diversity of viewpoints, a diversity of identities, because we, as much as we empathize with others' struggles, we sometimes need to let groups and people speak for themselves about their own lived experience. And sometimes your identity shapes the way that you look at the past. I mean, we tend to think of some people think of the past as this unchanging, frozen thing, but it's really not. The past is an extremely dynamic thing. And depending on what identity you bring to the table, the past may look very different to you. So I think we have better conversations, we learn better, and we learn from one another in this type of diverse place.
This, of course, isn't the first time the Supreme Court has ruled on affirmative action. In your mind, is it the last time, or maybe at least the last time for years or decades to come? Or as America continues to change in terms of its racial and ethnic makeup, do you think maybe there's a good chance that down the road there'll be another challenge to the legality of affirmative action policies?
The Kennedy opinion leaves the door open to looking at it again as change over time happens and demographics shift. But I think the other thing that's difficult to know, Texas legislators came up with the 10% plan. This is not a higher ed plan. This was a legislative plan. And one never knows what legislatures are going to mandate for state colleges and universities. And if a state were to come up with something that clearly flies in the face of Fisher and Gratz and Grutter, which again remain governing, Fisher does not overturn them. It builds upon them and creates a more complex body of case law. So I don't think this is the last time we're going to see affirmative action in higher education before the court.
Dr. Menner, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
It's my pleasure, Kevin. Thank you.
Patty Menner is a WKU history professor and constitutional law expert. She spoke to us today about the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling on affirmative action. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.